Lord, thank you for this beautiful image of how tenderly you will lead us up the mountain of holiness. Your patience with us, your kindness to us as we continue to climb, or not. You never leave us either way. Thank you for this assurance that your love endures forever. Amen. We have a special treat for you today, Heart Dwellers. One of our prayer warriors, who is also an ordained priest, wrote to me this morning, and he shared a very special time he had had with the Lord. We want to share his story with you. He began, "Today as I began my Lord's Supper, I met with Padre Pio. He hugged me and said to me the coming days will be turbulent, and that the only way to get through them will be to throw myself at the feet of Jesus and into his arms. Only through that way will I be able to get through. Later on in my dwelling time with Jesus, I saw myself going out of my body and moving upwards, even through buildings, diagonally. Jesus came down to meet me halfway in the sky, and he embraced me with his always loving gaze. Shortly after, he took my hands and we rocket sped upwards through the second and third heavens, straight to his place for us, just he and I. It was a huge meadow, a bit foggy at first, although it could have been my eyes. The fog started to clear, and I saw a huge mountain in the distance. Around it were trees in the distance, which looked like a forest. We were encircled by the trees, and the meadow reached to the mountain. I think the mountain was probably a good few miles away from us, according to earthly measures, that is. Jesus said to me, 'Let's go mountain climbing.' In a fast-forward view, we were going up the steep slope of the mountain, Jesus in front and me following. I noticed it was much easier to go up this mountain when I looked at Jesus' back. He would often turn around to look at me and smile in a proud parent kind of way, like, 'Oh, good, very good. See, you can do it. Just follow my steps.' Looking under me, I saw that I was stepping on heart-shaped stairs. No wonder it was becoming easier. I was just stepping up a staircase, formed in the slope of the mountain. As I looked closer at Jesus' feet, his steps were altering the slippery slopes leading up to these heart-shaped plateaus. Stepping on each brought peace, healing, both physical and spiritual, and relief. There were also moments that I sidestepped these heart-shaped plateaus on the slippery slope. I found it was manageable to climb there, too, but it took a huge effort just to balance. But stepping back on those plateaus made it easier once again. At some point I stopped, and Jesus came back down the two or three steps he was ahead to hug me. He told me he was very pleased, and that if I chose to stay right there, he would stay right there with me. Even if I went back down the mountain staircase, he would follow my lead. But there was a surprise at the mountaintop. I got the impression there was a huge plateau coming up in a few stair miles, so to speak, and I had the impression of hearing music, dancing, and singing there at the top, too. I looked to the side, and I saw my wife also starting to climb these stairs with Jesus. Yes, I saw both of them, but it was not weird or anything to see him with me and with her. She wasn't so familiar with the heart-shaped plateaus yet, so she was alternating between the plateaus and the slopes. I thought, gee, she still has a way to go to get to the same level as I am. And then Jesus broke in and said, 'No, you are looking from the wrong perspective.' He placed his fingers on my mind or eyesight, as if he placed his fingers on a camera lens and turned it horizontally to adjust the perspective. Now I could see that my wife was on the same level, but climbing her own mountain. Jesus said, 'You see, that is her progress, and this is yours. Don't be overly concerned. I am in control. Come, let's continue.' He said that with pure delight and excitement in his eyes. That was the end of the vision, but there is so much that I can relate in what I experienced. I'll try to sum them up. First, the mountain represented the climb of holiness that we are busy with for some long time now, from our perspective at least. For him, it's just like yesterday. Time to us is so different than time to God. Second, focusing on Jesus on this mountain will bring much more joy, comfort, ease, and hope that we are going up this mountain with little effort. Whereas, were we to focus on the path, the journey, the slope, and its steepness, we would easily get sidetracked, discouraged, exhausted, grumpy, bumpy, and so on. Third, he is paving new ways, easy to recognize ways, specifically for each and every one of us, all by his love for us, marked by his love for us, recognizable by his love for us. The steps we take bring peace, comfort for our feet, healing for our body and soul. It was like stopping by a healing station each time. The key is to follow his steps of love, to taste the steps we take. Are they full of true peace? Then yay! Are they filled with exhausting and hugely demanding things that make us over grumpy? And I'm going to assume he was saying here that that is the wrong way to take these steps up the mountain. Fourth, he will never leave us. He will even follow us if we do it our own way by going back. But that means we are not going the way to the party. We'll be enjoying his love for us if we stay on the same place. But the better way is to get going with him, following behind him, and not marching up before him. It's slippery going that way. Lastly, others have their own path to walk. We are not to compare. We could, at best, give them advice like, step on the love plateaus and wait until they are formed before you. Don't rush. I think the Lord's hand is all over this one, heart dwellers, and we would be very wise to take this vision to heart. May the Lord bless you today, dear family. Amen.